Now, here is a damnable heresy. And there's not like a caveat on this one. Repenting of your sins is a requirement of salvation. If you believe that, you're not saved. If you think you have to turn from your sin or give up your sin or even be willing to give up your sin, you're not saved. Salvation is by faith alone in Jesus Christ. And you can't even give up your sin. I don't care who you are in this room. You didn't turn from your sin. You didn't give it up. And no one gave up the thought of foolishness. Okay? And if you still believe that doctrine, I know you haven't given up that one. Okay? Because that's a stupid thought that you can repent of your sins. Now, how about Zionism? That's not damnable. There's plenty of saved people that believe in Zionism, but it's stupid. You're a heretic, all right? Ecumenicalism, you know, believing that we should get, you know, hand in hand with the Catholics and the, you know, Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and just anything and everything that's Christian, that's ecumenical, and that is a false doctrine. That doesn't make you unsaved. The preacher rapture doesn't make you unsaved, just makes you stupid, okay? How about this? Pentecostal oneness, modalism, or Jesus only? Damnable heresy. Hey, if you have another Jesus, you're not saved. Because guess what? That other Jesus isn't going to save you. He's called the devil, and he's going to let you just fall into hell. And he's going to laugh at you when you go to hell for being so stupid, for believing in such nonsense. Look, you have to have the Jesus of the Bible. And if you deny the Trinity, you're denying who Jesus is. Okay? Now, obviously, not everyone has to understand every finer point of the Trinity to be saved. Okay? But when you start getting to the point where you're denying the Son or you're denying the Father, you're not saved. Look what it says in 1 John chapter 2. Look at what it says in verse 22. Who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Notice you have to acknowledge two people in order to have either one. You can't have one. You either have both or you have none. That's your option. And, you know, Tyler Baker with his stupid modalist Jesus, he denies the Son. Now, he'll say that he believes in the Son, but here's the thing. He twists what the word Son means to make that statement. We believe the Son is the Son of God from eternity past that's always existed. He believes the Son is just an aberration of who God became. That it's just a picture of his flesh or something, that it's not a real person. He believes that the Father just put on Son clothes and started calling himself the Son. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. That's not the creator of the universe. That's not the Jesus Christ that we worship, and he is not saved, okay? Because if you don't acknowledge the Son, you don't have the Father also. He says, oh, the Son is just, you know, the Word becoming flesh, and it's just a man, you know, it's just the physical body. And so when he has someone dying on the cross, it's not even the Son. Or, you know, and then going to hell, I mean, he just completely ruins all the aspects of who God is, of who Jesus Christ is. And I'm not going to go into all that for sake of time, but that's a damnable heresy. Here's another damnable heresy. Denying any aspect of the gospel. If you deny the death, not saved. If you deny the bodily resurrection, you're not saved. If you deny any aspect of the gospel, you're not saved. You know, you also have to believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. You can't tell me that you believe Jesus isn't God and you're saved. You're not saved. That's a different Jesus. 2 John chapter 1, just flip the page and look at verse number 9. Whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, he hath not God. Hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not in your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So notice, if you don't have the right doctrine of Christ, you don't have God. Now, this is why I would say, when it comes to damnable heresy, if you believe anything wrong about who Jesus is, you're not saved. And people get really mad about this. They're like, oh, we have to believe exactly like you guys to be saved. And it's like, no, you don't. But on Jesus, you do. You can believe all kinds of weird stuff and be saved. But not on Jesus. You got to get that doctrine right. Hey, it's got to be faith, and it's got to be faith in the right Jesus. And if you don't have that, you're not saved. And notice, this is going to be a doctrine that false prophets attack. If there's any doctrine, what's the doctrine that they privily bring in? Damnable heresy. So what are they going to be attacking? Who Jesus is, what Jesus did, what it takes for us to be saved. And those are the doctrines that are heavily under attack. The repent of your sins, the fact that Jesus isn't really the Son of God, or he isn't God, or he didn't really rise again bodily, or just any other weird heresy about who Jesus is and what he did for us. Why? Because they want you to believe damnable heresy. They want to damn your soul. And you know what? Once people get really hooked into a damnable heresy, oftentimes it's impossible to get them saved. You and I both know a Jehovah's Witness is one of the hardest persons on the planet to get saved. I've never gotten one saved, and I've tried hard. And, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm like the best soul winner or anything, but I've got a lot of different people saved, and I feel like I'm very well versed in the scriptures, and I've tried multiple times. I can't get them saved. And I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm not saying that I wouldn't try. I'm just saying I've never even had it happen one time. And, you know, I've had people that say like they visited one time and they got saved, but I'm saying like someone, a dyed-in-the-wool Jehovah's Witness, I mean, usually it's just too late for those people. It's too late for the Mormons. It's too late for the Oneness Pentecostal. It's too late for a lot of these people. Once they get that damnable heresy and sink it in to some innocent victim, it destroys them. And that's why it's so important to call these people out. When they start preaching damnable heresy, to mark and avoid them, because they will destroy people's lives.